Let me ask you this, Lee. Have you seen do you watch Saturday morning cartoons?
Now, are you going to, if I say yes, is that going to be, are you going to?
No, I'm just wondering, have you seen a show? My kids love this show. It's called Bump in the Night. It's on ABC on Saturday mornings. Are you up at 8:30
yes,
on Saturday morning?
I have to say, I get up and I do watch.
Well, check it out.
Cartoons.
It's on Channel 4. It's called Bump in the Night. And they're going to have a special. They're going to have a Christmas special. It's going to be tomorrow at 8:30 on Channel 4. I can't say Como, but it's on Channel 4. So you'd have to...
In the morning, 8:30 in the morning.
In the morning. It's
okay.
Called 'Twas the Night Before Bumpy, and it stars the characters from Bump in the Night.
All right.
Okay, well, joining us on the line right now is one of the creators of Bump in the Night.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
And 'Twas the Night Before Bumpy, and he does the voice of Squish, too. Is Rob Paulson, and he's joining us on the line this morning. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, folks. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
And I have to correct you on one thing. I'm not one of the creators. I'm just a plain old hired gun actor.
I thought you were. You could have just let that go.
Well, that was very sweet. Actually, the problem is that then I have to go to them and expect more money from the network.
Oh, yeah.
And they get steamed when I ask.
Now,
them.
Aren't you also doing the character Stanley Ipkiss on The Mask?
Yes, I do.
Animated series as
well?
Yeah,
I do Stanley and The Mask, you know, like when he puts on the wacky mask thing. So I get to be Jim Carrey for a whole lot less money.
Man, a whole lot.
That's really a lot of fun. It gives me a chance to kind of bounce off the walls quite a bit.
This cartoon show, Bump in the Night, is doing very well, isn't it?
It's doing pretty well, and it's also very interesting. I really am proud of it, not only because it's very clever, it's very well written, but it's the most interesting stuff to watch. I heard you talking about the fact that your kids watch it, and I mean, I sit there and I spend half the time watching the show saying, how the hell do they do that? I mean, it really truly is amazing how they can make everything move, you know?
Yeah, it is really something. And really, it's neat that they can do it every week, too.
Well, that's the thing.
If you think a project like that, okay, we could pull this off once a year, maybe.
Yeah, it takes some ridiculous amount of time. It's like 12 hours to do 30 seconds of animation. I mean, it really is incredible. It's very similar to The Nightmare Before Christmas. And quite often, you find yourself looking at a scene in which virtually everything in the picture is moving. And when you stop and realize that somebody has to move each object a fraction of an inch, then take a frame of film, do it again. You know, they'd have to be working on this thing. I think they've been working on it since the last summer. It takes them forever to do it.
I think a lot of people wonder how it works exactly, Rob. Do you do the voice after the animation is done, or is it the other way around?
No, exactly the other way around. We do, in all animation, we do all the acting first, and then the pictures or the in this case, the 3D, three-dimensional characters are moved or, you know, drawn to fit what we do. That way we're not limited by what's on the screen. And, you know, we can improvise, and if something is you get some sort of divine inspiration, then it comes out on screen as opposed to being locked into what's already up there.
Now, do you ever have to come back and redo any of the voice work, and maybe they just can't quite get the movements to match your mouth?
Yes, we do that. It's called ADR, which stands for Automated Dialogue Replacement, and we'll come back and tweak a show here and there to either replace a line of dialogue or something that was in the script originally doesn't quite fit anymore. Or in the case of a show I was doing, I do another show for Warner Brothers that we had to fix up a little bit to change. We had to do a song in which we were talking about a big rap party, and they decided they wanted to air this thing at New Year's, so we changed it to the big New Year's party, and we just came in and switched words around a little bit. But yeah, that's quite common to go and sort of fine-tune it afterwards.
Can you do any of your characters for us?
Well, the one I'm doing on Bump in the Night is a little fellow called Squishington who lives in the toilet.
That's great.
Yes, he lives in the toilet along with Bob Packwood's career.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that character you're doing, Squishington, he is, of course, in the Bump in the Night, and the reason we want to talk to you is about this show, 'Twas the Night Before Bumpy, sort of a Christmas special show.
Exactly. It's a 90-minute special, and if you decide to watch it, I think the adults out there would really get a kick out of it because it truly is an amazing thing to behold. And as you said, they knock this out every week on TV, which is quite a process. But also, if you have a little bit too much fun tonight, you can stay in bed, and the kids will have 90 minutes to watch their own little cartoon show in which there is no gratuitous violence or sex or anything untoward. It's a really fun show and very funny and well written, a lot of great music. And the other gentleman, the other main character, is a fellow named Jim Cummings, who is a supremely gifted fellow. When you listen to this guy, you have to remember that he's also not only Mr. Bumpy, but he's also Winnie the Pooh and the Tasmanian Devil and Darkwing Duck, and that's pretty astounding.
Well, so are you, Rob, and it's been nice talking to you again.
My pleasure, and thanks again for having me on. I'm sorry I was a little late this morning.
No problem.
I'm in my car, and we kind of got a little way late, but I really appreciate you giving me the time, and I hope you all enjoyed it, and have a great holiday.
Okay, like we'll hook up with you again. Thanks, Rob.
Great, thank you.
Rob Paulson, the show, by the way, tomorrow, 90 minutes, get the kids in front of the set. This is a wonderful show, and it's a special. 'Twas the Night Before Bumpy. It comes on at 8:30 tomorrow morning.